and are already using. Now, my presentation up here is essentially nothing except a couple of web addresses. This is Dr. Dirt's new home and new URL domain web name, drdirt.org, hosted by the Soil Science Society. So activities there. I have full editing rights. I haven't had a time to meet with Ian yet and figure out exactly how to do that, but the things that were on my old site are going to be here. Some of the links are going to be updated, and this will be ready to go for you. You saw that Mark and Nancy were using one of my YouTube videos, Dr. Dirt soil videos on YouTube. One of the favorite ones that people hit, I think most views, is water, salt, light. The next one, apple, is planet Earth. Very popular ones on there. Some of the folks in schools have trouble, so I just changed the name of Hungry, Naked, and Homeless to take out naked, because that would, they try and get it from their school computers and it gets kicked out as some sort of a bad site. So, and then, again, more shameless promotion, our Soil Science K-12 group. This is our old website. Our new one is being launched very soon. Be much more user-friendly and easy to access. But it will have K-12 teacher resources, lesson plans, activities. And so if you have something you've done, all these things that are already up here, if it's got any connection to soil, we're going to ask you to write it up, submit it so that we can have the, and then we're going to try and match them with standards so that everything is there and ready to go for a packet for a teacher. And that'll be part of the requirements for those peer-reviewed journal articles that I mentioned earlier, peer-reviewed lesson plans. We'll have that as part of the template. All right, with that, you've been sitting for a while, and so therefore, we need to do a little bit of activities here. So I'll take you into what Dr. Dirt does when he meets kids. So for the first part, how many of you, how many of you had lunch today? I'm not in that category. Okay. Rich, what did you have for lunch?
I had a Polish sausage and deviled egg pea soup.
Polish sausage, deviled egg, pea soup.
Right.
Did you have anything else with it?
Root beer.
Had root beer?
Yeah.
Okay. Cracker, bread of any sort?
Small slice of bread.
Small slice of bread. Okay. So we've got a meal there. I talk about pizzas, I love breakfast burritos, so I'll pick any of those. But I always start with the bread just because that's kind of easy. Or I could start with it was a pea soup. But so we'll just start with pea soup. Well, what are peas? Vegetables. Are peas vegetables? Let's talk about that. What's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable? And then those are probably dried peas, so they're really not even vegetables. They're
grain legumes.
Yeah, they're grain. They're seeds. And so there's always a chance there where I start talking to kids about what's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable and a seed. And I tell them, you know, the next time your parents tell you to eat your green beans because you need to eat your vegetables, you're off the hook. Yeah, you're off, you know. It's a fruit. It's got seed in it, right? It's not a vegetable. And well, what's a vegetable? So you get a chance to work through that with it. Alright, but where do those grow? They grow on plants, and plants grow in the soil. Oh, everybody in here is good. You all said soil.
Yeah, no, they appear on the grocery shelf.
Well, and I'll start with that too, because very many times I get it at the store. Well, where's the store getting it? As I trace it back to farmers and get back. But eventually we try and get back to the soil. And
dirt?
Dirt. Somebody will always say dirt. So then I get to be evangelistic about what's the difference between dirt and soil. Well, I use the same distinction as the definition between a weed and a plant, right? A weed is a plant that's growing out of place. Dirt is soil that's out of place. So if you were in Lubbock yesterday afternoon, you were inundated with dirt because that soil is no longer in place. It was blowing through town. And so soil is the foundation of an ecosystem. long as it's in place, performing its function, it's soil. Once it's out of place, you're dragging on the carpet under your fingernails, dirt. Okay? Once it's eroded, I'll let you call it dirt, because it's no longer where it's supposed to be doing what it's supposed to be doing. All right, then I'll go to that bread. How do you make bread? What do you use?
Flour.
Flour. Where do you get flour? What do you use to make flour?
Wheat.
Well, what's wheat? It's a grain. It grows on a plant. And where does the plant grow? In the
soil.
Soil. Very good. You guys are catching on. All right. And then it has Polish sausage in there, right? Sausage that you get from?
Pig.
Yeah, pigs. You usually have to talk about where do you get sausage or bacon, the cows, pigs. You know, because these kids are ignorant. They're dissociated from their food source. They don't know where it's coming from, so you have to educate them. And things like this, really great activities to help them very quickly get there.
Well, so what do pigs eat?
You know, one of the things the kids will always tell me when I do that is slop. So then I get a chance to talk to be an animal science education advocate, right? The pigs that you eat, unless you raise your own, have never seen slop. And they grow up in an environment that's cleaner than the one you live in. I guarantee it's clean in your bedroom. People that work with those pigs take a shower when they walk into the barn. They take a shower when they walk out of the barn. They change clothes every time. You know, and so you get a chance to talk a little bit about food safety. But those pigs that we eat, they eat grain, right? And that grain grows on, you know, like corn. It grows on plants. They grow in the
soil.
Very good. So now that everybody, everybody stand up. So you do that with cheese, you do it with their soft drink, right? Because they drink soft drink, we already had Susan tell us that it's got what in it?
Sugar.
Right? And it's really high fructose corn syrup, right? So you just trace it all back. Now, take your hands, put them on your stomach. Okay? Because see, if you don't take care of your soil, you've learned that taking care of your soil is very important, because if you don't, there's no food, and so you're all going to be
hungry.
Very good. Now then, you're all wearing clothes, a fact for which you're extremely grateful, right? These clothes are made of what fiber?
Cotton.
Cotton is a fiber that grows around the seed of a plant. Where does the plant grow? In the
soil.
Okay? So everybody got your hands on your stomach again, because if you don't take care of your soil, there's no food, and you're all
hungry.
All right, somebody usually says naked. No, you're not wearing your foods. That's your first birthday cake, right? And then cover yourself. Right? Because if you don't take care, there's no clothes. And so you're all going to be
naked.
That's right. Now you have to watch that a little bit. It works across age groups. Just recognize you'll have different responses. Middle school kids, you say the word naked, they'll go, eee! Junior high, high school boys, you say naked, they go, ooh. So you just got to kind of watch that, be aware of that response. College boys, you say naked, they go, so you just got to kind of watch them and recognize the different responses you'll get. Now, how many of you live in a house and apartments, things like that? All right, fantastic. What's inside the walls you may or may not see?
Wood.
Where do you get wood?
Trees
that grow in the
ground.
Yeah, ground. So ground is a good word, because ground is a generic word. I'll often have a box of saltines with me, and then or Ritz crackers and a box of saltines, you know, just generic words. Ground is a generic word. We're not going to use the generic word. We're going to use the brand name. Soil is the brand name. So, you know, again, making some connections there. So it grows in the soil. Well, what's on the outside of your house you may not see? Often on the outside of the school building.
Bricks.
How do you make bricks? Yeah, you take soil. You make mud. You shake it. You bake it in a super hot fire, and you got bricks. You can go on and talk about other things that are in the walls, like wallboard, gypsum. Yeah. So you can continue that. But now then, you rehearse with them again. Why is it soil important to every one of you? Well, first, if you don't take care of it, there's no food, and you're all what? Come on, everybody. Hands on your stomach. That's right. I make kids participate with me, otherwise I embarrass them in front of all their friends. I bring them up in front of the group, and if I have to, I move them hands for them. But we always point them out if they're not doing the work. So, right. And then there's no clothes, and you're all going to be what? Now to make a roof. Yeah, because if you don't take care of your soil, there's not going to be a place for you to live. You're all going to be homeless. And so then rehearse that with them.
Because those kids remember that. I've walked through the mall someday and had a kid go, "Hey, you're not there." It connects. And then the last one you can do for it, what do those plants do? Because we're often outside when I do this, so we can see the plants. Those green leaves, what do they give us? Oxygen. So if you don't take it, there's no oxygen. You can't breathe. You're going to be breathless. But see, you can't also talk if you can't breathe, right? And then, and kids like kids, it's dead. That's right. So we've got to take care of the soil. That's why it's important to all of us. And so now you've just got an activity you can do. Works with everybody from little kids all the way up to master gardeners groups. Use it with everybody. If you forget all that, that's one of the YouTube videos. All right, have a seat, and we'll do another real quick one that I do. So now that you know why soil is important to every one of you, so why is it important to take care of your soil resource? I want you to imagine that this apple is the planet Earth. Approximately how much of the Earth's surface is covered with water?
Three-fourths.
We can show our age, many of us now, because when we were in school, it was two-thirds. Global warming is a fact, right? It's a history day. Well, okay, so three-fourths. Now math, right? How do I take an apple and make it into three-fourths? What do I do? I'm going to cut it in half. And then I'm going to cut one of those halves in half. All right? So now then I have this much is water, this much is not water. But of the one-fourth that's not water, half of it, polarized caps and high mountain ranges. Obviously, I pre-cut my apple today. I usually have a knife and I'm doing this in place with that. But half of it, polarized caps, high mountain ranges. We can't use it to produce the food, fiber, lumber, to feed, clothe, and shelter the 7.8 billion people on the surface of the planet. Okay? Now, math again. All you future mathematicians. Talking to kids, I now have one half of one fourth. What do I have? 1/8. So it gives you a chance to remind them that when you're multiplying fractions, top times top, bottom times bottom, right? Now, of the 1/8 that's left, though, 3/4 of it, too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, too steep, too shallow, it cannot be used to produce food, fiber, lumber, feed, clothing, shelter, all of these 1/8 so big people on the surface of the planet. I now have 1/4 of 1/8. You really have to help them here because they'll start guessing. 1/12, 1/16, then multiply 4 times 3. 1/32 of the Earth's surface. This is the amount of the Earth's surface we're using to provide the food, the fiber, and most of the lumber to make sure that everybody on the surface of the planet has and can eat, have clothes, and have shelter. And then the thing to realize there. The soil is not the whole slice, right? The soil is just the skin. It's only about as deep, and here's your work with kids, as they are tall to what I am tall. Less than 2 meters is the surface, the soil. And that's what we use to produce all that food, fiber, and all that to shelter all those people. What happens every year? Our population grows. We build more houses. Shopping malls, so you can talk about the other stuff there. You can talk about desertification. You can talk about all sorts of things, depending on the level of the kids and what the teaching requirements are. So now then, you've got another great, easy, cheap thing that you can take the kids to talk about why is that resource important? Why is it important to take care of that resource? And then, we already had the erosion mentioned, so there's two different things that the kids really struggle with. Difference between erosion and weathering. So let's start with erosion. Have you stand up again for a minute. Erosion is a three-step process. Now my video, I think, only has two. This is called the erosion shuffle. But depending on where your schools are, your standards, sometimes they need the other part too. So it works really well and rhythmic for two, but the third one, you can add it in. So what is erosion? Take your hands, put them down waist high. Okay? Lift them up and say, picked up. Okay. Now then, everybody take a step that direction and say, and move.
And move.
All right? So that's the first two steps in erosion, right? Detachment is being picked up. Let's go that way. And move, that's transportation. What's the third step?
Deposition.
And drop. You know, so you can do, so you do that with the kids. It's a little dance. They get excited about it. It's kind of fun. You're going, now you also have to tell them, don't be stupid. Don't run into each other and try to knock your friends out. Because they always do. You know, some couple of boys usually. Occasionally girls, but they'll try. So again, what is it? It's picked up and moved and then and dropped. And that's erosion. So what's erosion? What can do that? Well, wind can pick up and move and drop things. And what is erosion? Water can pick up and move and drop things. And then so you go through it. Water can. Ice can. So that gives you, again, a very kinesthetic thing. Helps the kids remember what is erosion. Right? They have a C. So one of the words that kids really struggle with in the start and distinguishing from erosion is weathering. And one reason is because a lot of textbooks that are written have a real problem distinguishing between weathering and erosion at those levels. So, I'll take a cracker. I'll say, what is it? I'll do this. What is it? It's still a cracker, right? Just the same as it was, right? What did I do to it? I broke it. So the pieces are smaller. Now, I could, if I'm really good, I could put it back together, right? I have, what have I changed? The only thing I've changed is that's physical weathering. I can break it into a smaller piece. It's still a cracker. Every piece of this cracker, just like the other piece of the cracker, it's just smaller. That's physical weathering. How about this, though? Now, what are my feet doing? They're grinding. So what kind of weathering is that? Breaking down a small piece, right? So, is there stuff in my mouth now? Is it still a cracker?
No.
Most of the kids will say, yes. So it gives me a chance to do this. Is that still a cracker? And then they're confused. I said, can you take that out and put it back together and make it look like it's cracker again? No. Why? And they hear it go with saliva then, right?
That's right, because you broke it down enzymes.
Yeah. Those enzymes, the juices in your mouth, the saliva, there's acids, there's enzymes.
Good thing you didn't use spit, because that would have been a dirty word in my life.
Well, sometimes even when you say saliva, it gets what does it do? Those enzymes, they start to break down the cracker, so it's not a cracker anymore. That's chemical weather. Because you didn't just change the size, you change the properties. It's not the same thing anymore. And so, very simple, again, Dave Lambo and I talked about the Walmart principle. Cheap, because most of the teachers have to buy stuff out of their own pocket for things, and so if you can't get it readily available and cheap, then they're not going to have the ability to do it readily. And so, now, the one other thing we talked about, art, and every color in this painting is soil. So you don't have to do fancy paintings like this. Elmer's blue and some dried ground soil gives you you dilute the glue a little bit, add some soil to it, put it on a 3x5 card, and kids have a soil painting to take home. Crayons. Again, all these things are, we've got links to those. That's why I gave you Dr. Dirt and the soil lessons. We've got links to things that will help you figure out how to do those things. Cross-curriculum things. All right. I think we have one more. We have right on time for one more. Where food comes from. So, is it a rich